You're listening to Clouser on Business. Thanks for coming back. I'm Clouser, your host. Glad you're with us today. We're continuing our series on general business topics, and today's topic is the role of a marketing plan in business. My guest today is Kim Frazier of Frazier & Company. Welcome, Kim.
Hi, Clouser. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you're welcome. Kim's experienced, has had a wonderful career in marketing, worked for some Fortune 500 companies as well as independent business owners and companies across America, and also is has worked in international, a little bit of international flavor in his background. Kim has an education in marketing management with an international designation. Graduated from Merrillhurst University in Oregon. But I've experienced Kim's work, had the pleasure of working with Kim on some projects, and probably the best attribute that Kim has is he just has a heartfelt consideration for his clients. Thanks for coming today, Kim.
You bet.
Is there any highlight in your career that you'd like to speak about that is a memorable moment for you?
Well, I think one of the key elements was leaving the large corporate environment and starting to work with small to mid-sized companies. The lessons that I picked up working in the Fortune 500s certainly can apply across any industry or any business, but I think there was a lot more satisfaction for me to see those less large or a little bit smaller companies really apply those lessons in their marketing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, very good. Hey, so for those who may be unaware and, you know, listening to you know, for the first time, you know, what is marketing? How would you define marketing?
Well, that's a good question because a lot of people get it kind of mixed up. Meaning that they think that sales is marketing. And I'd like to be the first one to say that really sales isn't marketing. Marketing is its own niche and its own attributes to the organization. But I really defined it as creating the environment where the sale can take place. To me, that is a simple way to think about it. And if you looked at or visually thought about an umbrella that has different spokes holding up the actual fabric of the umbrella. Underneath that umbrella, it keeps all the elements away, so to speak. But the spokes I like to look at is the different facets of marketing. It could be advertising, promotion, pricing, you know, going on through that. But then you create an environment underneath that umbrella where the sale then can actually, umbrella impacts where the sale can take place.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, very good. Is there a difference between a marketing plan and a business plan, or where would the marketing plan fit into the overall strategy of a business?
The marketing plan really sits within the larger business plan. When you get to a business plan, you really are incorporating not only the marketing, but you've got operational, major financial plans in there. Not to say that you don't have those in marketing, but really the marketing impacts tactics, product positioning, pricing, promotional tactics, things like that, and strategies, obviously, that help define where the business is going to go. Once again, creating that environment.
So when a company is developing a business plan, at what juncture does considering the marketing plan come into that planning?
It should really run on parallel and equal tracks because the information and strategy of the overall business plan is certainly going to impact marketing. And the marketing plan is certainly going to impact the business plan.
Yeah. And so who's all involved in the development of the marketing plan within the overall business plan?
Well, if the organization is large enough and has a marketing director, a marketing VP, that would be the person that should be involved in handling the overall actual nuts and bolts of the marketing plan. Clearly, the president of the organization should be involved because most of what happens in a marketing plan is going to impact, impact the overall operation. I mean, you can't get around that. So your top management group should be involved. Now, having said that, it's not a committee involvement, meaning that someone has to take charge and understand and really drive the process. And that's usually the director of marketing, vice president of marketing.
Mm-hmm. And I want to back up just a second. So why should a business develop a marketing plan?
Well, that's also a really good question. And a lot of companies don't feel they need a marketing plan. But usually what happens is that an organization will get to a particular size where if they don't have a marketing plan, it becomes much more of a free-for-all approach to the marketplace, meaning it's very shotgun. And if you take a shotgun approach, then you're going to end up spending a lot of time, a lot of money, perhaps going down avenues that don't really pan out. And what you find there is you don't get a very good return on your investment.
Have you found that most businesses or a lot of businesses get the cart out before the horse, get a product out there and do something with it, and then they realize that, hey, maybe I need to reconsider some things?
I see that quite a bit, especially in the smaller size organizations where you have an entrepreneurial leader, perhaps that doesn't understand the importance of a marketing plan or the marketing function. They perhaps get going with great sales activities and things like that, but sales will only take you so far. At some point, as the organization grows, it becomes awfully expensive to continue to do sales activities without the conjuncture of marketing.
Do you think companies could harm themselves by not doing the marketing plan initially versus getting that product out there and then doing it?
Well, the marketing plan, to answer your question, yes. The marketing plan really is a roadmap. And if you, for instance, have a product that you're going to launch and you don't have a specific roadmap, excuse me, where that product is going to go, what the target markets are, what your promotional program looks like, budgets, you know, et cetera, then you're kind of driving blind. You're just depending on the marketplace to say, oh, yeah, what a great product. I'll take that. When in fact, that has limited impact in most cases, meaning you can launch the product and there'll be initial interest in it, but then you look at the sustainability of it, and without some roadmap as to how to sustain it, it's like putting gas in a car. You can get on the road. You don't put enough gas in the car, you're going to run out sooner or later.
Or not knowing where you're going.
Right, exactly.
Right. So you've decided as a business to develop this marketing plan. How do we go about that?
Well, really, the number one thing to think about is what's the real purpose of the plan. And that, I think, has to be decided with, well, it doesn't, I think. It does have to be decided within the upper management and the marketing director or whoever's driving it. And really, that is, are you going to develop a new product? Is it enter new markets, continue growth of existing products? And then it's looking at what's the mission statement for the corporation or the business, meaning if you don't have a mission statement that says this is what we stand for, it's awfully hard to tell customers what you stand for or employees. You go through then a situational analysis, which is overall strengths, weakness, opportunities and threats, competitor analysis. But really, that key element is research down at the very foundation, because if you're not building a good foundation based on what you know about the marketplace, then it becomes very difficult, once again, to say, well, we thought this about the marketplace, and then to get halfway into it and find out what you thought is really not true.
Yes. And so where does a company, do they have the capability of doing this normally within themselves, or where does someone like yourself come into play?
Some companies do have capabilities internally, but it really takes someone that, or a couple of people that really understand the marketing function. Once again, I'll go back to, you know, most, if you talk about smaller companies, most of the time they feel that sales equals marketing. Now, as a company grows and becomes more mature, they realize, for the most part, not all the time, but they realize that they need some kind of roadmap with the products and marketing to be able to continue growth. Because, as I said before, sales will only take you so far. Now, having said that, I've worked with companies that have been very successful, millions of dollars in sales, without marketing plans. But when they got to a point, $5, $8, $10 million, they realized that, and I'll circle back around to this dollars and cents, that they were perhaps leaving a lot of dollars and cents on the table when they didn't have a roadmap to be able to get them any further.
Mm-hmm. And so so you're invited in to help this company. What strategy do you use with the help that you offer?
Well, one of the first things I like to do is go back to the foundation. What's really the purpose of the plan itself? What are you, once again, trying to enter a new market? Do you have a new product that you're going to introduce to the existing market? What's the starting point for the organization? Another thing that I like to talk to in the top management is to make sure that the president and the top management is really supportive of having a marketing plan. Because if they're not supportive of it, then it becomes an uphill challenge to convince people that they need it. And this is not only convince people inside the company, but outside the company if they have investors. So you really have to have that support right at the very top.
Yeah, and so if you have the ownership at the top, how far down in the company does that ownership have to be in order for that marketing plan to be successful?
Well, it should involve the top echelon of the management structure. Everyone should have an idea about what the marketing plan looks like, what perhaps the direction is. But once again, it's not a committee environment where you have everybody throw their two cents in, because then it becomes a free-for-all.
Yeah. And so let's say, sorry for interrupting, let's say we're a manufacturing concern and I'm down on the floor in production. Am I going to be aware of what the company's marketing plan consists of?
I recommend that everybody in the organization, down to the line employees, understand some form of the marketing plan, because there is a direct correlation between those people understanding and perhaps the job that they do and seeing how it fits in the overall structure of movement forward, meaning you don't have to give them the 25-page document that's the marketing plan, but you could share with them what the marketing is for, say, 6 months or a year, and let them know that this, so when they see advertising or they see this kind of product packaging coming through or someone talking about perhaps a marketing program, they're not wondering, what does this all mean? And I think it helps the employees with their morale. I have seen it over and over again where they feel much more in tune to the organization.
Yeah, I think companies that have all their employees fully engaged, just they're more profitable. They have their employees having fulfillment with what they do, and so the communication of that plan is really critical. So you inside the organization, you're working with some key people there. So what would I be expecting to hear from you as I sit across the table from you?
Well, going back to it, I would really want to know what the goal of the marketing plan is, number one. Do you have buy-in from top management? If I'm talking to the president of the company, if there's some defining moment that's come up where if they haven't had a marketing plan, that they've decided they need a marketing plan. Okay, that's good to know. Who's going to be involved in structuring this marketing plan? Is it just going to be the president, or are there other people in the organization that need to have a say-so, and why? When I come into an organization, I really act as a facilitator and in a lot of ways a coach in terms of how to put together the marketing plan, especially if there hasn't ever been one designed. A lot of the information is new, though companies will say, oh, we know our competitors, we know what they're doing. When you get involved in research of the competitive environment, a lot of times you're going to discover things that maybe they didn't know. So my job is really to help formulate that. And in many cases, I actually end up writing the marketing plan in conjunction with the top management and the smaller companies.
Well, this has been very enlightening. What I'd like, if you're willing to come back and let's talk about in more detail what's inside that plan and how we're going to implement it once we all agree that the plan's what we want to move forward with. So look forward to having you back, Kim. Anyway, appreciate you being here today. If you would like to learn more about Kim, please visit us at clauseronbusiness.com. A little bit more of his bio and some of his work, and a little bit more about us as well. You've been listening to Clauser on Business.